Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schulter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Tuesday. My name is John Schulter.
And I'm Carrie Hall.
And we are life coaches who do a weekly show for Empower Radio, dealing with our favorite metaphor, the butterfly moment. Right, Carrie?
Yes.
And the butterfly moment, as we always explain, is that time when the cocoon has ripened, ready to leave its stay, the caterpillar in the cocoon, and it finally breaks out and has a realization. And that realization is that it's more than it thought it was. It's an aha moment. It's a moment of transformation. And it realizes that it is a butterfly, one of the most beautiful insects in the world, and it also can fly. I've been thinking a lot about that and have put my thoughts together in a book. And it's going to be out next week on our website. Carrie will talk a little bit more about it. And it's called The Butterfly Code. Carrie?
Well, thanks, John. I was just motioning to John that he's stealing my thunder here. I'd like to introduce our guest today. His name is John J. Schulter.
Thank you.
And he is, no doubt, my favorite writer, if not my favorite person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
He splits that honor with Bella, who's our golden retriever, but she doesn't know it. She thinks she's a person. Anyway, John J. Schulter is a very interesting person. And I can say that having known him for 42 years and being married for 35, which is crazy because I'm not even 40 myself. Joking. Anyway, John Schulter is an attorney. He's a writer. He's a life coach. He is an artist and a songwriter. So you can see he's a very busy man. And he has recently completed a book, and it's called The Butterfly Code. This is kind of a work that's near and dear to John's heart. I know he poured his heart and soul into it, and it took a lot of time writing it. And we'll get right to the source himself.
First of all, I have to say that it is so comforting and so relaxing to be interviewed.
As opposed to interviewing?
It's just like playing ping pong or tennis or something like that. Just wait for the lob come across the
net. Just wait for the question.
But thank you for the background and, you know, for making me feel like a real guest on my own show.
I hope you do feel like a real guest. Okay, John, let's just get right into this. Why did you even feel the need to write a book? You know, it's not something that people do. I mean, did you have a special impetus? Did you have a...
Well, the thing that I found...
He never lets me finish my question. Did you guys...
The thing that I found... Well, I'm just so anxious to answer.
Tell us.
Is that writing a book is like going out into nature or something like that, or going for a long walk. It's just like... You look around and it's just this incredible, incredible learning experience. And, you know, I've written so many screenplays that, and I really haven't done justice to the other things that I love and as part of a coaching curriculum. So I went into my own cocoon and came out with a book that'll be ready sometime next week, free on our website. Called The Butterfly Code.
That's great, John. And if people want to get this book, how would they go about doing it? Would they go on our website, lifecoach1.com, right. lifecoachone.com, lifecoach1.
Right.
And just request the book.
Yeah, there'll be a pop-up there, and it'll be free. I'm going to do a hard copy version of it and get a publisher. But to my... the people who come to our website, it's going to be our gift to them.
Yes. So if you are listening to us on empowerradio.com, and if you're hearing this, I think you are listening to us, make sure you log on to lifecoach1.com and request a book of of John J. Schalter's called The Butterfly Code. So, John, you told us why you felt a need to write your book. And it was your impetus because you have spent so much time writing screenplays. Mm-hmm. I have many worn out slipcovers on chairs to attest to this. I actually should have kept them, but I had to throw them out because they were threadbare. How many screenplays have you written, John, to date?
32, 33.
Now, those are the screenplays itself. Those aren't the rewrites upon rewrites. Exactly. Okay, so then you felt the need to direct your energies toward a book.
Well, the great thing about a book is that we talk about the butterfly so much on the show, and we talk about the butterfly moment and that type of thing. And my question was like, okay, how do you methodically create the butterfly moment? What is the process?
Because you do seem to have a preoccupation mm-hmm. with butterflies, the metaphor of butterflies, and I mean in a good way.
Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to kind of leverage myself and have something that was under 100 pages that I could hand to or put on our website, and they could read that and know what I'm all about, what you're all about, what our treatment in terms of the curriculum of the life coaching is all about, and really be able to get them on board with the transformation and the change that our life coaching does.
That people may be seeking.
Right.
As a result of things that are going on in their life or situations that they need help with.
Yeah, you know, it was Albert, and then I got into it, and it was just like all of these great minds that were talking about the butterfly, that were talking about the lessons of nature, particularly Albert Einstein. I always thought of him as a mathematician, as a scientist, and that type of thing. And he just came out with some great quotes that I found that really show a connection that he had with nature. One of my favorites is, it's on the cover of the book, it says, "Look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better." Albert Einstein. And so that was pretty profound and kind of a support that I was on the right track.
John, who is this book for? Who did you write this book for?
Well, there's a lot of different markets for it. I wanted to create kind of a curriculum for our life coaching so that, you know, this could support and help people to really know what we're doing and why we're doing. I wanted to create a curriculum and a tool for CHIPS kids, the at-risk kids of the Butterfly Foundation.
And St. Clair Butterfly Foundation,
where they could take this book and not only understand, because I've got it all laid out, the butterfly code of how you get to dramatic quantum leap transformation.
And how long is that going to take, that?
30 days. 30 days you'll be able to get results. And quantum leap by its own nature is not the incremental growth of one step at a time. It raises the bar on change. You jump, quantum jump, into the future that you want to be. And so an effect that it did, it raised the bar on everything. You know, so it's the butterfly code. What's the secret that the butterfly knows to allow it to be such an unbelievable creature of God?
So what is the function of the book, John? One thing I noticed in reading it is that it does have a workbook form to it, attached to it.
Well, just like William Covey, you know, in those successful books that he did on time management, I love the idea when you just give seven secrets, seven steps or whatever, and here's how you do it one thing at a time to achieve whatever goal you were. So the butterfly code, the secret of whatever the butterfly knows to be able to create this quantum leap, quantum change, is seven secrets to what I call miraculous living.
And I notice that you also have a platform for daily life, and it is, if I can quote you, expect miracles, experience miracles everywhere, every day, every way.
Well, you know, it was Albert Einstein, that you'll see this on my website, the quote that I love, he said, there's two ways of looking at the world. You know, one way would be that nothing is miracles, and the other would be that everything is a miracle. And
that really seems to resonate with you, John.
Right. Because if you, therein lies, you know, the beginnings of miraculous living. Einstein has shown you that there's a way that you can live moment to moment and really appreciate and really create and really experience not just a dull life, but a miraculous life. And that goal was so tempting to me that I had to figure out how do you get there.
John, if I can just interrupt you for a moment and just talk to people who may have just tuned in. We are talking to John J. Shalter, an attorney, writer, life coach, artist, songwriter, and now the author of a book called The Butterfly Code. And John is offering this book free of charge to anyone who would like it, either in a hard copy or a digital version. And you can get that by going on John's website. And it's lifecoach1.com. That's lifecoachone.com. So lifecoach1.com. So John's telling us a little bit about miraculous living, about how to expect miracles, experience miracles in your everyday life. He's kind of standing on the shoulders of giants with a lot of great quotes from Albert Einstein, Mother Teresa, the Bible. John, what is the butterfly code, if you could break that down for us?
Well, I've broken it down to a series of seven secrets that I deal with in the book that, you know, are making up kind of a process. And one of the secrets that is involved in it, and let me back up a little bit about the monarch butterfly and really talking about, you know, why is there any value to discovering, you know, what they do? They are the most amazing creatures known to God. I mean, they go from Canada and Michigan and migrate 3,000 miles down to Mexico on those little 2-inch wings.
Their own personal GPS.
They have gotten to altitudes high as jet pilots on those little tiny wings. Now, how they know how to navigate that, how they know how to feed themselves along the way, is in itself a miracle. You know, so their group is one of the keys, one of the secrets that I have in terms of dramatic transformation. And it's called the kaleidoscope. The way that the butterflies are able to do that remarkable thing of migrate down to Mexico is groups. They have millions of monarch butterflies all flying in a group, supporting each other, and
they have their own formation,
right.
Their own,
and It's simply amazing. So one of the suggestions, I know we can't get to a lot of them today. You can get them on my website, or it's going to be part of our coaching program, is that I want people who are part of this movement to put together their group, their kaleidoscope group, their support group, so that when you want change, it's nothing new. I mean, if you go to the 12-step programs, if you go to Weight Watchers, or if you go anywhere, it's the community that creates accountability. It's the community that creates support. It's the community that creates communication.
Like-minded people.
Like-minded people. And one of the chapters I use is, how do you get a group like that together? Well, you got to be very careful, you know, because you want people to inspire you. You know, you want people that are really going to cause you to raise the bar in your own life. So the movement of all of this is that I want people around me. I want, you know, my own kaleidoscope of people who are not just showing up to life every day, who aren't just waking up and, you know, watching reality TV, that want more. You know, the
people
difference.
People who are living a miraculous life.
Right.
But you talk about that in the book, John. How for our listeners, how do you describe a miraculous life?
Well, a miraculous life would be, and the great thing about it, even since I start writing this book, I'm always questioning myself. You know, what would the person living the miraculous life, what would they do with this sandwich? How would they enjoy this sandwich? What would a person do in this interaction if they were really living the miraculous life? How do I approach the day? How do I go to sleep? How do I treat other people? I want the highest. I want the best. I want the most challenging to me in order to not only live a good life, but give an example to people who are out there that are part of my kaleidoscope. And I want them to inspire me. It's a movement in which transformation of being the best that you can be becomes the status quo.
I like that, John. It's like being more mindful in everyday life. It's like, how many times do you accept food from a wait staff and just say thank you, but you didn't look them in the eye and you didn't truly make a connection with them? Or so many times in our everyday life, just running errands, going to the post office. I mean, everything is potentially a miraculous encounter, a holy encounter. We talk about 6 degrees of separation all the time. And just, I mean, everything we do in our daily life is an exchange of energy. So why not make that a beautiful exchange of energy, the highest exchange of energy?
You're exactly right. And I think that the way that you do that is, my experience with religion is that it's always about reminders. You know, it's that the lessons that you forget, you get pulled into daily life and you just forget. And if you get accountability where you tell your group of monarch butterflies or your kaleidoscope or your support group that this is what you want to do. Now, it can be anything that's in self-improvement. It could be relationships. It could be weight loss. It could be getting in shape. Maybe you want to go back to college or something like that, or have a better relationship with your kids.
But you're seeking the people who would be your posse, your group, your clan, your tribe, people that would support you.
Yeah, and what's great about it is that the lessons that is taught by the kaleidoscope is that you got to be on the same page if you're going to go 3,000 miles together, because you're feeding off the wind currents of everybody else. And if you have a group together that is going to be your support group, you got to be on the same page, and you don't have any room for grievances. You don't have any room for hatred. You don't have any room for any kind of negative machinations.
That seems like a real transformative type thought, John. You were talking a little bit about that today on the way here, and you were talking about transcendence.
Well, transcending the usual human reaction is our goal. And what I found is really interesting, because one of the steps that you have to have if you're going to change, if you're going to have massive quantum leap transformation, is belief. And you know what? Butterflies are such a good example because they have perfect belief. You know, you don't see them, well, you know, I don't know if I really want to, you know, break out, go into this cocoon. I mean, think about the magnificence of that challenge. You're going to put yourself in this kind of fabric coffin for 30 days and then not really knowing what's going to happen. What kind of surrender is that? What kind of belief is that? Well, it's the best. And if you want to really learn from the best, take a look at the monarch butterfly and really try to copy their system. You know, like Tony Robbins says, success leaves clues. Well, if the monarch butterflies are just off the charts, how do they do it? Well, they do it, and it seems like, and they, you know, this is what I'm trying to teach.
Once again, for people that have maybe just tuned in, I would just like to say we are talking to John Joseph Shalter today, J.J. Shalter, as his family refers to him. He is an attorney, a writer, a life coach, an artist, a songwriter, and now the author of The Butterfly Code. I would also say that John is a butterfly warrior in his own right. And I would like to also say that if you are interested in getting your paws, your hands, your mitts, your wings on a copy of The Butterfly Code, you can go to our website, lifecoach1, that's O-N-E.com, L-I-F-E-C-O-A-C-H-1.com, and you can have a hard copy book sent out to you, or we could send you one in digital form. John, what is your butterfly moment? I know you've had a lot of them, mm-hmm. but what is one of your favorite butterfly moments?
Well, you know, one of the things I do in a book is I tell my story, and I remind my readers that you all have a story, and it's very valuable. But mine was dealing with my father having a massive heart attack and stroke when I was 11 years old, and how challenging that was to deal with, and how angry you get, and how second guessing you are, you know, the things of the truth of your faith in God. And so there came a moment, a butterfly moment in doing that, where I realized that no matter what I couldn't do, if I focused on the things I could do, I could make my disabled father smile.
And that would be having a butterfly moment every time you saw your father smile.
Right. And so I took all that energy as a caddy, as making $5 a day, and so I turned it into academics, and so I ended up...
You actually were making $5 a day as a golf caddy, and you parlayed that into a four-year scholarship at Michigan State University.
Yeah, the Evans Scholar Program. And, you know... Because that would make him smile. That would be able to report back to, you know, a son being proud of their father. And same thing with the Michigan State football or, you know, going to Notre Dame Law School. I couldn't change the fact that my father was sick, but I could make him smile about whatever I was doing. So I realized that no matter what happens, you can do that.
That's profound, John. That's deep. And you realize that at such a young age.
Well, I'm just realizing it, you know, more on a daily basis now. And that's just a tool. And the reason I'm excited about the book is that I want to give this to at-risk kids and say, okay, you're not going to hear this at home. You're probably not going to hear, certainly not going to hear from your teachers. But there are tools that are out there that can change your life, transform your life, and that you can live on a level of prosperity, of health, on a level of love with relationships, that's just exquisite. And that we have, as humans, we haven't tapped out, we haven't touched our toes into the massive ocean of love that's out there. And this is how to get there. And it's not because it's me, it's whatever, it's because there's an intention. An intention to be more.
An intention to help people get there. You know, John talks to people in all walks of life. He talks to people who are injured as an attorney. He counsels people who are newly divorced, people who are newly divorced wanting to start a business. He talks to people who are having family issues. He talks to people who have been abused. And you do a lot of work with younger people as well. And from my reading of this book, I think this could help almost anyone in any walk of life get something very positive out of this book.
Well, you know, I mean, it goes back to the cliches that, you know, if you feed somebody fish, they eat for a day. But if you teach them how to fish, they'll teach for a lifetime. One of the things that's nice about a book is because it allows you to kind of set intentions and be accountable for them to whoever reads it. And I mentioned in my personal story that I have a 10-year plan where I'm going to coach 1,000 people and I'm going to give 1,000 speeches during that time. 10 years about transformation, about giving people the tools to change in whatever way they want change.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you so much for writing this book. Thank you for telling us about this book. And once again, I would just like to tell our listeners that if they're interested in getting their paws or mitts, their wings or hands on a copy of The Butterfly Code by John J. Shalter, you can go to lifecoach1.com and have it mailed out to you or get your own personal digital version. John, thank you so much.
Sure, I appreciate that. And, you know, it doesn't have to be my book, but I encourage people to invest in themselves because, you know, that's what the life coaching thing is all about. You know, if you have a kaleidoscope, your support group, and you add to that a mentor and a coach, your life is going to take off out of the cocoon and be out of control in a good way.
And then you'll be on our show telling us about your butterfly
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to explain something that's so near and dear.
You're welcome, John. Thanks for being here.
I love you guys. Take care.